From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 20th. The day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from The Atlantic. Now everyone knows Natalie Harp. You are only reading this story because the White House didn't want you to. I'll explain. This past Sunday, Georgia Senator John Ossoff, who has become quite good at delivering viral campaign sound bites, slickly filmed by multiple cameras, unleashed a blistering indictment of President Trump's leadership. Ossoff, a former documentary filmmaker who is generating 2028 buzz, denounced Trump's handling of the Iran war this way. While he fruitlessly drains our munitions and oil reserves, the president sleeps through his meetings. He golfs and trades stocks. See, he doesn't want to do the job. Next. Second, from Bloomberg Markets, Mazumdar Shah's mission to expand access to vital drugs. Known as India's queen of biotech, Karan Mazumdar Shah built Biocon from a rented garage almost 50 years ago. Today, her multi-billion-dollar company is one of the world's biggest producers of insulin and a leading force in biosimilars. As she looks at handing over her life's work to successors, Mazumdar Shah talks to Bloomberg's Haslinda Aman about her pioneering journey as a female entrepreneur in India, her mission to deliver life-saving therapies to patients, and what she believes India must do to tackle an AI future. Source, Bloomberg. Up next. Third, from Gizmodo. Netflix's anime New York City lineup is ridiculously stacked. Typically, when a streamer announces new anime shows for a given season, they take a shotgun approach, where quantity trumps quality. Netflix has proven to be an exception to that trend. In keeping with its reputation for smarter curation of animated shows in its catalog, the streamer reminded folks about its slate of absolutely stacked anime with a batch drop of trailers and new looks at upcoming shows. And then, fourth, from Mashable Tech. This is the only camera you'll need on vacation. Packing your bags for a trip can be a daunting task. Unfortunately, I can't help you with clothes, toiletries, and other essentials you'll need to bring on your vacation. However, I can help you lighten your load when it comes to packing a camera. Over the years, I have packed several different cameras, from point-and-shoots like the Nikon Coolpix, mirrorless shooters like the Panasonic Lumix, expensive cinema devices like the Sony FX30, and even the Flip Video. Remember those? Next, fifth, from CBS News. U.S. Army phases out new drone battalion. Despite being far behind in drone race, the U.S. Army decided to phase out a new drone battalion set up earlier this year to help the U.S. catch up in its use of the crucial technology. The decision to shut it down came amid tension between top Army officials, including two who were fired or forced into early retirement, Charlie DeGatta reports. Up next, sixth, from ABC News US. Watch, USS Lincoln heading home after 272 days at sea. Prize, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle plan to move back to UK August 20, 2026. DOJ says suspect in NY state capital plot was radicalized online August 20, 2026. Penn State cocaine suspect accepted Venmo payments. Court docs allege August 20, 2026. USTS investigating video of mailman A allegedly attacking peacock August 20, 2026. Meta's latest social media addiction trial resumes August 20, 2026. FBI seizes former rep. Trump has vowed economic warfare against Iran on an unprecedented scale. The warning comes as the USS Lincoln heads home from its record deployment. And then, seventh, from NBC News. Army unit offers re-enlisting soldiers 4-day pass to play Grand Theft Auto VI. More than 100 Army soldiers in Georgia this year are being offered a 4-day pass to play the eagerly awaited video game Grand Theft Auto VI on one condition: they re-enlist. That's the deal available to 130 members of the 3rd Infantry Division based at Fort Stewart, ahead of the game's mid-November release, a 3rd Infantry Division spokesperson, LT Col. Angel Tomko, confirmed to NBC News. So far, 20 soldiers have accepted the proposal, which requires them to re-enlist for 2 to 6 years, Tomko said in a statement. Next, 8th, from PIMS. Banks add branches as physical networks lift digital sales. For the first time in years, the U.S. bank branch count is moving up meaningfully, and some of the biggest banks are putting billions of dollars behind the physical network. FDIC data shows 69,167 branches at the end of 2025, an increase of 535 from 68,632 a year earlier. The 2025 increase marks a break from the retrenchment that eliminated thousands of locations during the previous decade when, in 2015, for example, the tally stood at 80,958. but the current build-out also bears little resemblance to adding Teller windows to capture transaction traffic. Up next, 9th, from Ancient Origins Unleashed, the drowned world beneath the North Sea. Although the North Sea looks permanent if you look at it on a map, it really seems as if it has always held Britain apart from continental Europe. Yet not long ago in geological terms, much of that water covered a living landscape with rivers, wetlands that fed birds and fish, red deer, wild boar, bear, and people who moved across a land that later generations would never know existed. This lost landscape is what archaeologists call it, Doggerland. A strange name, I know. It sounds like a fantasy kingdom with dogs, but the evidence is real. And then, 10th, from Entrepreneur, customer service is declining. It's time to take a closer look at what's happening inside your business. What's causing the decline in customer service levels, and what can you do to address it in your business? Opinions expressed by Entrepreneur contributors are their own. Customer service has declined significantly in recent years. Some attribute it to a lack of communication skills among younger workers, but I have observed a decline across all age groups. As a business owner, I continually seek ways to improve ours. We handle unsatisfied customers with common courtesy and by educating our customers on our capabilities and service offerings. That's the day. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.